Andy McCallum!
Through the day, we watched as thousands joined the fight here. Some were ready with masks, but every move forwards was met with another blast of gas. But there's little protection against this.
Another round of tear gas has just been fired here, and this is what's happening through the day. Running battles as the protesters try to move forward, but of course they keep on being forced back.
Hundreds have collapsed, carried out, struggling to breathe. Rescuers on motorbikes are taking the injured to waiting ambulances, the patients slumped unconscious as they speed through the crowds. But despite the dangers, the protesters brave the tear gas again and again. The only weapons they have are those being used against them, the gas canisters hurled back towards the police lines. This was sparked by a deadly football riot, but the root cause is frustration that the hated military is still in charge a year after the revolution here.
This bomb made in USA, okay? They hit us with this bomb, okay? And we don't know what we should do. This is impossible.
There is no radical change in Egypt. We need freedom.
But for the Egyptian